This is an executive summary of investing a partnership or K-1 gain in a KAF, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. Many investors realize capital gains not from their own direct sales, but through an entity, a partnership, LLC taxed as a partnership, or S corporation, that sells an asset and passes the gain through to them on a Schedule K-1. These pass-through gains qualify for opportunity zone investment just like direct gains, but the timing rules work differently and, helpfully, more flexibly. A partner who receives a gain on a K-1 gets a choice of start dates for the 180-day investment window, often buying meaningful extra time. Getting this right requires coordinating with the entity, understanding the start date options, avoiding common timing errors, and documenting the deferral election properly. This guide explains pass-through gains, the T180-day start date options, coordinating with the entity, common timing errors, and documenting the election. This is technical, educational information, not tax advice, and the rules are time-sensitive and evolving, so verify the current rules with your CPA. A pass-through gain is a capital gain realized inside an entity that flows out to its owners. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.